This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of August 25th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The new Speaker of the Tennessee House is making the case that he's different from his predecessor. Crossville Republican Cameron Sexton says he wants to create an environment where members welcome different opinions. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran sat with Sexton recently to talk about that and some of his other plans as he leads the lower chamber.
Cameron Sexton says he is going to make some changes in the Tennessee House of Representatives. He wants it to be productive, but he also wants to give all lawmakers a chance to be heard.
Everybody who is a member, they're elected by 65,000 people in their district to be here, so they deserve the respect that their voters give them to be here.
This mentality is somewhat different from the one of former House Speaker Glenn Cassada. He was known for twisting arms to get a vote, and some members have claimed that Cassada created an environment of fear. For instance, they say that during the school voucher debate, Cassada and a top aide pressured them to flip their votes. Sexton was a holdout. He was one of the Republicans to vote against that legislation. Sexton says he had philosophical differences with Cassada over the law, but he says he accepts the outcome.
Whether or not I voted for it or against it, you know, it's the law and we need to move forward from that.
But Sexton defends one part of Cassada's approach. During the voucher debate, the former speaker negotiated the language of the bill with some members in private. Sexton says that is not illegal and is not the same as not being transparent.
Well, I mean, I think what transparency means is to allow people to understand what is going on, the direction that we're moving. You also have the General Assembly who you have meetings with various people and various entities, and sometimes those are open or closed.
Including caucus meetings. Sexton's old job was GOP caucus chair, which means he was in charge of deciding whether those meetings were open. That's especially important because Republicans hold a supermajority in the House, so they could settle on a vote right there behind closed doors.
The assumption of many people out there is that when we are not in the room, because you hold a supermajority, decisions could technically be made there. And I think that's...
But you're in those rooms. Are you not?
When we're invited, we are.
Have you ever not been invited to a caucus meeting with 73 people in it?
In fact, there was an important caucus meeting that was closed when Republicans debated whether they had confidence in Glenn Cassada. Reporters were not even allowed to stay on the same floor of the hotel conference room where the meeting was taking place. But Sexton is trying to distance himself from Cassada's leadership style and decision-making. And to show he's different, he says he's going to clean house. He promised his colleagues he will not be rehiring staffers who were tied to Cassada. And he says that some aides currently working there might lose their jobs.
We're going to do a top-down approach in the General Assembly on the House side and just make sure that we have people who are wanting to work, who are here to work, and who are working.
But one person he is not going to push out is embattled Representative David Byrd. The Waynesboro Republican has been accused by three women of sexual misconduct while he was their high school coach in the 1980s. Sexton says Byrd should not be expelled.
When you look at it, his voters made that determination to send him back up here based on the information that they were given in the campaign, and they overwhelmingly supported to send him back. And so when you look at that, you have to balance the will of the voters and overturning the will of the voters based on having that information before them over something, over an allegation that was made from 30 years ago, right?
What is the line for U.S. Speaker to ask someone to step down?
I will say if someone is indicted for a criminal activity, that's a felony, or if they're found guilty of a criminal activity and it's a felony, then I think there's a legitimate place right there to make sure that they resign immediately. Outside of that, it's very hard to make that determination and it would have to be on a case-by-case basis.
Sexton says it's up to Byrd to decide whether to continue in the legislature. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.